without a warning, it comes flying. And when it strikes, my world changes, all reason left behind. Without a warning, it can fly. It's too late to resist before my fate is sealed. I know
my heart's all right, Midwest Punks, back here with another episode. Brian and Carl. So the
welcome
two of
back.
Us.
Yeah.
And we just try and cover some punk music, some good music, and hopefully turn you on to something new, share some up and coming bands and highlight some old bands from the playlist back in the day. And Brian, today we're doing a little bit of a specific show on a kind of sub genre. I don't know what you'd call it, but rockabilly, psychobilly.
Yeah.
So we were kind of having a discussion about what it is, and so it's kind of what it sounds like, right? And
yeah, I mean, you're talking about rockabilly music in the 50s, you know, just the Elvis sound and, you know, all that. Just had
Everly Brothers.
Yeah, oh yeah. that kind of sound and, you know, kind of mix that with some punk music.
Yeah.
Get yourself some psychobilly. Yeah. You know, there's a little bit of the horror stuff in some of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you always hear that along with, yeah.
Kind of the Misfits kind of edge there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, yeah, back in the day, some Johnny Cash, Elvis,
yep.
Everly Brothers, and then, you know, but yeah, there's some bands on here that we've, you know, been around kind of on the scene for a while. There's some newer bands, so just a little bit of a different take, I guess, on punk music, and just kind of, we've done oi music and street punk music and all of that, it's cool how wide range,
yeah,
you know, the music can go, and some of the artists who are involved in this genre have side projects in other genres, and it just, you know, that's how you'll know when you found a pretty good talented musician, talented artist, because they, you know, their range is just crazy.
Definitely,
you know? And
yeah.
And so we opened the show right there with a Tiger Army song, and that was Cupid's. That was Cupid's Victim, and that was off of a 2001 album called Tiger Army 2, Power of the Moonlight, and just like it suggests in the title, that was their second album, and it was released on Hellcat Records, which was Tim Armstrong from Rancid's kind of sub-label from Epitaph, which was Bad Religion. I feel like we always bring up Epitaph,
yeah,
and Hellcat and Lookout and all those labels, but... that Cupid's Victim and Tiger Army for me, back in the day, actually my very first like real concert I wanted to go to was Rancid. I found out a while ago where it was. I don't remember now, but it was somewhere in Chicago, Riviera Theater in Chicago.
Okay.
And this was probably, I was like in seventh grade, so I don't know what year that was, but a while ago. And, Rancid headlined, of course, and then Tiger Army was one of the opening bands, and that was the first introduction I had to them, and that Cupid's Victim song was one that I can remember that. That's a song that always comes to my mind when I think of Tiger Army, but a lot of their stuff's good, and you have another song from Tiger Army that we can hear too, right? So what do you
think? Yeah, I mean, these guys have been around since 96, so they have quite a few albums out there. This is... another track off of an album that they did in 2004. It was their third album, I believe. They titled their albums kind of strangely. It's like 3, and it's titled Ghost Tigers Rise. So I remember this album when I bought it. It was one of those things that I liked the album art. You know,
yeah,
you ever buy an album
cool,
like
yeah,
that? Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, I heard about these guys. I'm going to give them a, you know, looking at their albums, like that album art looks better than the others. I'm going to go with that one. And
yeah.
They didn't disappoint, so I have to say it's one of my favorite rockabilly, psychobilly bands for sure.
Yeah, and talented. And the thing I remember about seeing them live at that Rancid show was the bassist had one of the standing basses.
Yeah, the stand-up bass.
Stand-up bass,
the typical style of the
and
rockabilly.
That,
yeah,
and that, but that for me, that was the first time I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you just probably just brought out a giant bass because he can, or, you know, I didn't understand that really. A musical guy, like, you know, I'm not talented in that realm at all, so I don't really know what the difference is between, you know, if you play the regular bass, can you just automatically play that one? I'm sure there's a big difference in trying to learn it. And I was just like, man,
I was like,
that was awesome. That was the first time seeing that, and just seeing a mosh pit in the crowd, and then, you know, singer's voice is pretty unique too. And then that guy's just up there strumming on a stand up bass. I was like, oh, that's awesome. So, they have the a really unique sound, but again, just kind of tied in with the Hellcat records, and they've been influenced and kind of tagged along with Rancid over the years. And
I think Tim Armstrong's the one that signed them. Heard them and checked them out and said, you know, these guys are great, and threw them on Hellcat. So
yeah, and then pretty cool. Took them around with him on tour and came to Chicago, and I saw him at Riviera Theater. So that's great. What song do you have from Tiger Army?
This is Wander Alone.
Okay. Yeah. It's another good one.
All right, let's check it out.
Cool. So that was Tiger Army with Wander Alone. And we opened the show with Tiger Army, Cupid's Victim. And just kind of sticking with that, the singer and songwriter from Tiger Army, Nick, he has a solo career that's pretty impressive too. So we just want to make sure and include some of that. So you can, if you search Nick 13 on YouTube, that was the title of his album that he released in 2011. And I did read that he kind of started his solo career in 2010 by opening up for Merle Haggard and Ray Price. So that's nice. Pretty, yeah, I know. Like starting your solo career is that. I mean, obviously he was established with Tiger Army. But yeah, so search Nick 13, you can find him. And his voice is pretty unique. I
definitely.
Yeah, you can always recognize it. But and his songwriting is pretty solid. So so yeah, that's just something to make sure you check out. And the song that I want to play from him in his solo thing is called In the Orchard. Just kind of like this song. It, you know, has a good sound to it. And one of the lyrics I thought was kind of fitting for right now is soon the summer will be over. So he said, you know, yeah, we're getting there too. And it's kind of, I think he kind of talks about going back to the orchard. So it's like going back to a good memory, good place, and, you know, all that. So, but yeah.
We all need good memories right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's check it out.
All right, cool.
Under evening stars a wall, the smell of cool amber beneath my feet. On a summer night in the orchard, my car is parked down, flat on the road, over the mountain, red moon glows. Soon the summer will be over in the orchard. I've been to this place so many times, down roads and rows of dreams in my mind. Still I see him when I close my eyes, when sleep's about to come after a restless night. Gonna end my dreams back to the autumn. Even only winter's naked branch, I remember you and me in the orchard. And when the spark of life is almost gone, the season slow and stop, and I'll see spring no more. It calls me into forever in the orchard. Spring fall, leaving only winter's naked branch. I remember you and me in the autumn, in the autumn.
That was Nick. I can't remember his last name. I should have wrote it down.
13?
No, that was, yeah. But he goes by Nick 13 on like YouTube and stuff, and that was the name of his album in 2011, which that song was from, In the Orchard. And he, again, is the singer from Tiger Army. So definitely a few names there and a few albums to check out for sure. Brian, I'm going to turn it to you. Who do you got on your list that we should check out next?
Let's listen to the Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they've been around since 86. They're from Dallas, Texas, if you're not familiar with them at all. But that's the stage name of Jim Heath. He is actually, I think somebody gave that name to him. He was just doing some solo stuff. Mm. And as a kind of a joke, the guy put it on a flyer for him. Mm. And it stuck. Yeah. So he's had it for years now.
I can see why that would stick. I would keep it too.
Right, for sure. So he's been called the Godfather of Psychobilly. I don't know how you get that official title.
Yeah.
But
we've had the Godfather of rock and roll, the Godfather of punk, Godmother of punk, you know, yeah. So I think it's just something you kind of earn with the time and everything. But I think if you try and look into this genre at all, that's a name that you see at the top of the list all the time.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in general, it's like the band, they just kind of mix country and surf and punk and big band and swing. It's just everything in there. Yeah. So it just kind of that embodies that whole rockabilly sound, and his style and everything just has that look. But, you know, they're just, with a psychobilly, it's just add that extra edge of loud, basically.
Yeah.
And, they take it to the next level kind of with a little humorous lyrics, things like that kind of add to the song and create their style. They've been featured, they've been around for so long, but they've been featured on a bunch of video games and TV commercials. So they were on like Tony Hawk series, of the games. I'm sure you've heard their songs on there.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you're listening, you know, we're like most kids who probably are listening to this show now, growing up, you played a Tony Hawk game, and you're going to be like, I remember that song.
Yeah,
flashback to that. So
yeah, they were also on Guitar Hero. So
okay.
A couple songs on there. And they two of their songs were featured on episodes of Beavis and Butthead back in the day, and nice. They were also on a Subway and a Mazda commercial.
So that was the what brought in all that kind of stuff is what brings in the real money for a band. But you know, but good for them. You know, you put in the effort, put in the work, do your thing, and then you get some recognition for it and make a living. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see bands that I've always liked and you know. Kind of make it to that level.
Yeah. So what song from the Reverend Horton Heat are we going to listen to?
One of my favorite songs by them, it's Galaxy 500. It's off their 2002 album, Lucky 7.
All right. Awesome. So, they started in 86. This album's in 2002. So give you a little bit of the midway point of their career. But, yeah, awesome. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
You take the dog, I'll take the Galaxy 500. You get the cat, I get the cats you don't want anymore. You take the fish, I'll take a bowl. You take the dishes while you're at it, take my soul. But things ain't so bad, 'cause I've got a Galaxy 500. But it's not air conditioned. No, it's not air conditioned. No, it's not air conditioned. It's not air conditioned. Whoa!
Reverend Horton Heat with Galaxy 500 off their 2002 album, Lucky 7.
Yeah, so another one of those bands that started like late 80s and still making music in the 2000s. I don't know if they're still doing stuff now.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still doing their thing. So.
Yeah, Everyone's kind of on hold now. But
Yeah, right.
Speaking of the godfather of psychobilly, the next band I was going to say we could play, Social Distortion, also. You know, we've had them on the show before, kind of. Because Mike Ness, the singer from there, is always dubbed one of the punk godfathers. Mm-hmm. So moving over from Godfather Psychobilly, Godfather Punk. But they also have kind of ranged into the rockabilly, psychobilly kind of genre. And
definitely I got like a Johnny Cash-ish.
Yeah, kind of exactly. And even some of the music videos and songs that they have is, you know, like Machine Gun, I can't think of the song, Machine Gun Dreams or something, and then the music video is actually them, like, kind of back in the, Al Capone days or something, like robbing banks and stuff,
sure.
So it's kind of, yeah, they got that kind of feel to them, but again, started in late 70s, they've released, like, 7 albums, I believe the most recent album is the Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, that was released in 2011,
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So they've had a long career, and one of the cool things I saw on their Facebook page, they wrote in their about section, "Here's how you know you made it in the music business. You've stayed strong for 3 decades on your own terms, on your own time, by your own rules, and over that time your influence has only grown. Each of your albums is stronger than the last. You've been brought on stage by Bruce Springsteen because he wanted to play one of your songs." That's pretty cool. And you've seen high times and low ones, good days and tragic days, but every night you give 100%, and every morning you wake up still swinging. So I just thought that was pretty. That's you know, go to sleep, giving 100%, and wake up swinging. Like that's yep. kind of punk for me. But yeah, so I just thought that was a cool little thing. And this song that I want to play is called Reach for the Sky. I thought it had kind of the sound we were going for with this show, and it was from their 2004 album, Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Is this acoustic, the live
version? Yeah, it's a live one. I usually like live videos a lot just because you really get to hear some of the albums and stuff. So that's, I think that's why I like that Live from the Rock Room so much. But yeah, this is a live acoustic version of Reach for the Sky by Social Distortion.
All right, let's check it out.
When I was young, I was invincible. I find myself not thinking twice. I never thought about no future. It's just a roll of the dice. But the day may come when you got something to lose.
just when you think you're done paying dues, you say to yourself, dear God, what have I done? And hope it's not too late, cause tomorrow they never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow they never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow they never come. Yesterday is history, and tomorrow's a mystery. But baby, right now, it's just about you and me. You can run, you can hide, just like Bonnie and Clyde. Reach for the sky, never gonna die. Like me. Take this moment, try if it can make it last. Don't think about no future, just forget about the past and make it last.
That was Social Distortion with Reach for the Sky. So having a four-year-old at home, that song title just makes me think of Toy Story. But I just hear, when I say it, I hear it in Woody's voice. But yeah, so Brian, let's keep moving along. We got some awesome bands on here, a lot of songs we want to try and get. So who do you got next?
Let's go with the Amazing Crowns.
Okay.
Yeah. They are one of my favorite psychobilly bands to see live, well, when they were playing anyway. They were formerly known as the Amazing Royal Crowns, but they were forced to change their name after a lawsuit from the LA band Royal Crown Review.
I thought you were going to say Crown Royal.
Yeah, probably a couple lawsuits, the name like that.
You changed it around.
Yeah, right. They actually came from Providence, Rhode Island. And it formed in 1993. They've toured with bands like the Cramps, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Reverend Horton Heat. I saw them play at the Metro, I believe, with the Reverend Horton Heat.
Nice.
It was a good show.
Metro's a cool venue.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, miss shows.
Yeah. We got a show possibly coming up here.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about probably in the next song or two here.
Yeah.
But it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We'll see how much of a show it is. But
yeah. So then they played a Tiger Army and Social Distortion, too. So
yeah.
Three bands so far we've had on the show, and this band's played with them. So.
Yeah. But they disbanded in like 2001, but they played some reunion shows back in 2012 and 2015. Mm-hmm. They came back, and they played, it was a kind of a tribute show to a, I forget the guy's name, but it was a motorcycle accident.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was in Chicago. So, but yeah, they have three studio albums, five singles and EPs, and this is a track that we're going to play off of their, what is that, 1997 self-titled album.
Okay. And the name of the song?
Do the Devil.
I like it already. Sounds cool. Sounds like it's going to have a good sound. Let's hear it.
I know just where you live. I'm a devil. I know you got a soul to give. Well, I'm a devil. You, the devil! Well, I'm a devil. Hey, hey, she's my only love. I'm a devil.
Amazing Crowns with Do the Devil off their 1997 self-titled album.
Nice. And yeah, I could hear the kind of like the more the pace of like the Mighty Mighty Ballstones. Like you said, they opened for them or played with them, and they had a similar sound to them that I could hear. But yeah,
the lot of horns in there.
Yeah,
kind of gives it that ska feel.
Yeah, definitely. But I liked it. It was good.
The singer, that band is crazy on stage. He's always jumping around.
Oh yeah, you could hear his energy. So I
for sure
dig that for sure. I got a pretty cool one that I'd like to throw out, and again, it's always coming back to Rancid for me. Tim Armstrong, I've talked about how he has a lot of side projects and lots of things that he produces and does on his own. He's got one of his side projects he just kind of calls Tim Timebomb and Friends. They actually had a show way back in the day on Sirius Radio. I remember listening to that. Tim Timebomb and Friends, they just kind of, he uses that as a cover for anybody he collaborates with. They can just kind of throw it under that and put it under his album and or his label and get it out there and kind of keep it all tied to him. So
sure.
He performs songs by himself sometimes under this, and he collaborates with other artists, writes his own stuff, covers things. But there's a pretty cool song. I think it has a good sound for a rockabilly, psychobilly show. The song's called She's Drunk All the Time. He released this song in 2013, 2014. He wrote it with Kevin Bivona, who's one of the guys from The Interrupters.
Okay.
There's like, I think all three of the guys are brothers from The Interrupters. And then there's Amy, who's the singer. And they're on Tim's record, so he does a lot with them. You'll see them come up in some Rancid music videos and stuff. He's playing instruments, so he's got a really close relationship with them, and just seems like them kind of jamming out, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, he's collaborated with everybody from The Interrupters to Travis Barker to Yelawolf to, you know, like, it just such a wide range. And then he's got stuff that sounds like this, like kind of that old school rockabilly music. So, but I just song popped on my YouTube list one time, and I was like, oh man, I didn't even know he could make music like that. So, used to hearing him yelling and stuff. But this is "She's Drunk All the Time" by Time Bomb and Friends.
All right, here we go.
My girl likes to drink wine. My girl likes to drink beer or scotch, bourbon and moonshine. Yes, I love my baby, but she's drunk all the time.
When the night is early, she's drinking out of a glass. As the night progresses, she's drinking out of her flask. My friends say I'm crazy, they say that this won't last.
My girl likes to drink whiskey. My girl likes to drink wine. My girl likes to drink beer or scotch, bourbon and moonshine. Yes, I love my baby, but she's drunk all the time.
When she's high, she's high. When she's low, she's low. Ain't no middle ground. Passed out on the floor. When she wakes in the morning, all she wants is more.
My girl likes to drink whiskey. My girl likes to drink wine. My girl likes to drink beer or scotch, bourbon and moonshine. Yes, I love my baby, but she's drunk all the time.
It's early, she's drinking out of a glass. As the night progresses, she's drinking out of her flask. My friends say I'm crazy, they say that this won't last.
My girl likes to drink whiskey. My girl likes to drink wine. My girl likes to drink beer or scotch, bourbon and moonshine. Yes, I love my baby, but she's drunk all the time.
Tim Time Bomb and Friends with "She's Drunk All the Time," and like I said, check them out on YouTube. They put out some music here and there, and new projects and things like that that he's always got coming out with. So, but I think all these guys just enjoy jamming together and making music, and that's pretty awesome. So, but hey, Brian, let's keep it going. Who else do you got?
All right, this band is the one that actually sparked me to say, hey, let's do a Rock with Billy show.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see these guys all the time back in the day, and the Three Blue Teardrops, they're from Chicago, and they're a three-piece band that they've been around since, I believe, the early 90s.
Okay.
94-ish, their first album came out. So, but they actually were scheduled to play the Motoblot this year, which is in Chicago. It's a... usually a motorcycle rally / mm-hmm. hot rod thing. Used to be called the Mods versus Rockers, and it was all
okay.
scooters on one side, motorcycles on the other.
Some pretty cool art from that
yeah.
stuff. Yeah,
it's okay. kind of evolved into this thing now that's Motoblot, and a lot of hot rods kind of show up now. I've got a bunch of vintage motorcycles, so I'm always at the show just to check out the bikes. But they... we're supposed to play this year on the 25th and 27th of September,
mm-hmm.
but they canceled it, obviously, with the COVID stuff, yeah. as everybody's been doing. But they are doing a show on August 30th that I believe the bands are all still going to play. They do the rally and everything, but they're going to do a drive-through kind of rally. It's going to be a socially distanced motorcycle and hot rod rally.
Hmm.
So it'll be in Bridgeview, Illinois. I'm sure you can find it online if you're interested.
Yeah.
There's some other bands playing there. Sounds like the High Jivers Duo, Three Blue Teardrops, the Crombies, Bailey D, Black Angus, and the Awful. So it's just on that one day. I believe they're all going to try kind of playing there. But there's all kinds of rules on their site to keep everybody safe with masks and stay away.
Trying to figure out some other way to kind of still do. I've even seen drive-in shows where people are taking over drive-ins and doing shows while you pull up in your car and sit in your car. I mean, whatever. I'd go for it.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to probably go check that out for sure. At least see all the bikes and everything and try to stay away from everybody.
Cool. So this and Three Blue Teardrops will be there.
Yep, and they'll be there.
And then what song do you got to play from them?
We are going to play, let's see which one is on my list here. We're going to do Cadillac Jack.
Okay, cool. And this song's off their, oh, you said this was the song off the 1994 album.
Yeah, it's off the 1994 album, One Part Fist.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good album. I would say check it out if you're not familiar with their music at all.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check them out more. So I'll start with Cadillac Jack.
There you go. Three Blue Teardrops with Cadillac Jack off their 1994 album One Part Fist.
And they will be at
August 30th, at Moto Blots Drive Through Motorcycle, socially distanced motorcycle and hot rod rally.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Let's see how that, hopefully something like that takes off and we could do some more drive-through shows or drive-in shows or
the end of this
come to my backyard and play. Mm-hmm. I'll walk, I'm fine with that. So
yeah, they're also screening the movie at dusk. They're screening the movie The Warriors.
Oh, so. Nice.
Should be fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got a few more songs. Let's see if we can squeeze two or three more in at least. I wanted to kind of go with Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. So they're a band that kind of got popular. I think it was 2013. They had a song come out that was SOB, and he kind of yells, "Son of a, give me a drink," you know. And like, but it was a really catchy song, and that's what kind of got me onto them. But When you look into some of their other stuff, he's had a pretty extensive solo career. Reportedly, I read in a couple of things that he had been doing different projects and solo career, and nothing was really sticking. And so this was kind of like his last ditch effort with the Night Sweats to try and get something going, and then he was just going to move on. And it took off, and they got famous, and you know, made money and all that kind of stuff on it. So always try that one more effort, yep. I guess. But yeah, their songs are, you know, really deep lyrics and intricate instruments, and but when you look at these guys and you watch some of their music videos and see them live, it seems like they were having fun doing their thing. But of course, that can always change. And so Nathaniel Rateliff, the singer, just I guess went through a bunch of personal stuff, and so he kind of told the band he wanted to split and do a solo thing again for a little while. So he's still making music and just kind of doing things. But I wanted to play one of the songs from Nathaniel Rateliff when he was with the Night Sweats, and it was called "I Need Never Get Old." So kind of a cool music video. It's hilarious. Definitely recommend checking it out on YouTube. But song and lyrics are all pretty good about just, you know, I guess people interpret it differently, but you're just making sure you're doing your thing and living life. So, but yeah, this is "I Need Never Get Old" by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
All right, here we go.
I need it so bad. I need it to try. I need it to fall. I need it to love. I'm burning away. I need never get.
So that was Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, and if you couldn't tell by the lyrics, the song was I Need Never Get Old. So just good energy and pretty cool sounding music. I like their stuff. So
definitely
worth checking out, especially his solo albums. But don't miss out on some of the bands he's played with too over the years. So Brian, let's keep going, see if we can fit in two more. Who you got?
Let's check out the excuse me, check out the Kings of Nothing.
Okay.
They the band from Boston, Massachusetts, if you're not familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
Formed in 1999. They originally started as a rockabilly psychobilly band, but they evolved into more of like a street punk sound. So okay. If you listen to their stuff, you kind of hear that in their later albums. Unfortunately, in June of 2013, the singer, Tor Skoog, I'm not 100% sure how to say his name,
mm-hmm.
Was found by the police after a three-day search, and investigators found that it was a suicide, he had passed away. So that kind of wrapped up the band's career there. But in the time that they did play, they had released four albums and three singles.
Okay.
And I like their sound. They're pretty good. Like I said, it evolves kind of into more of a street punk sound, kind of Dropkick Murphy-ish kind of genre.
Hmm.
But this song definitely has like a rockabilly sound to it, one of their earlier ones. So I thought it was fitting for the show, and it's pretty great.
And the name of the song is?
It's the title track off the album, Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
All right.
Anxious to hear it. Let's go.
Check it out.
I've been down and out. I've been pretty left out. My luck never seems to last. I often lose what I got, which never seems to be a lot.
Kings of Nothing with Get Busy Living and Get Busy Dying.
Nice. All right. Well, man, shows always go so quick.
Right.
We're going to try and we're going to play one more, play out with it, let it fade out. But again, I wasn't as familiar with this genre and stuff, but I, you know, doing the show was really putting a few new bands in my playlist
for sure.
So hopefully it did the same to everybody listening. There's plenty of more cool bands out there to listen to. And,
oh, yeah. We only have an hour, and I know there's so many awesome rockabilly bands and psychobilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely worth going down that rabbit hole on YouTube or whatever you listen to music on. So, but, yeah, Brian, let's get one more song in off your list. Who you got?
Let's squeeze in, say, Batmobile.
Okay.
Yeah. They're a Dutch psychobilly band from Rotterdam. They formed in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the first bands in the UK to perform outside of the being a band, not part of the UK anyway, to perform at Club Foot, and are considered one of the top Dutch psychobilly bands.
Okay.
So they have 13 albums, 10 singles and EPs, and one compilation.
Nice. Yeah, that's a lot of music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, since 83, they've been doing their thing, so... sounds like they're still going, so maybe
we'll
see a show with them someday.
Yeah.
But this is a track off their 1988 album, Bail Was Set for $6
Million. That's the name of the album.
It's titled Kiss Me Now.
Okay. So Kiss Me Now by Batmobile.
Yep.
And we'll play out with this. So thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Send us some... You know, links
Midwest
to your
Punks podcast on Facebook. Yep,
and make sure you know, let us know what you think. Send us some recommendations for some shows, and we're
any
gonna keep
awesome
going.
Rockabilly bands we missed, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. So, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
See you next time. Here we go.
Everybody, let's ride!